The processional hymn 207, 40 days and 40 nights, thou wast fasting in the wild. Welcome everybody to our service, which is taking place on the first Sunday of this penitential season of Lent. We follow the order of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 201. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Almighty God,
to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We turn to the full form of the Ten Commandments on page 222. Hear these commandments which God has given to his people and take them to heart. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods but me.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.
You shall not make for yourself any idol. You shall not dishonor the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Lord's day and keep it holy.
Christ is risen from the dead. Set your mind on things that are above,
Lord, have mercy on us and write these your laws in our hearts. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not commit murder.
Be reconciled to your brother and sister. Overcome evil with good.
You shall not commit adultery.
Know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
You shall not steal.
Be honest in all that you do and care for those in need.
You shall not be a false witness.
Let everyone speak the truth.
You shall not covet anything which belongs to your neighbor. Lord, have mercy on us and write these your laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. And we turn to the Lenten penitential Kyries on page 227, page 227. In the wilderness we find your grace. You love us with an everlasting love. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
There is none other but you to uphold our cause. Our sin cries out, and our guilt is great. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Restore us, and we shall know your joy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
The collects of the first Sunday in Lent. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ fasted 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are, yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit, and as you know our weakness, so may we know your power to save through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may receive from you, the God of all mercies, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book Genesis chapter 9, beginning at verse 8. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. God said, this is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 3, beginning at verse 18. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is eight people, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gradual hymn after which the young people may withdraw for Sunday school, from Thanks and Praise, number 78, Jesus Tempted in the Desert. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. Mark, chapter 1, beginning at verse 9. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Some words from the gospel we have just read, St. Mark chapter 1, verse 13. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. With the ever-passing years, Jesus' experience in the wilderness seems more and more to reflect life today. Isolation, emptiness, barrenness. The wilderness was not a place that was welcoming. The sense of loneliness would have been overwhelming. A sense of fear about the future would have filled the moments of reflection. There would have been real physical danger from animals that might lurk, particularly at night when sleep meant keeping watch was not possible. Jesus was plunged into a situation that was unwelcome, that was unpleasant, and that was unavoidable. All had been going well. There seemed no prospect of him having to endure such hardship. In his terse narrative at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, St. Mark describes the baptism of Jesus. In a moment of transcendence, a moment of the inbreaking of the divine, the first chapter and verse 10 says, "He saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him." It must have been a moment of communion between Jesus and his Father, a moment when he felt his true self. The sense of exaltation must have been complete when the voice speaks to him, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." When all is going well, when filled with a sense of fulfilling God's purpose, could Jesus have expected what was to follow? God was well pleased with him. Might he not have expected to have been treated in a different way? Might he not have expected a display of God's pleasure with him rather than the 40 days that followed? St. Mark in verse 12, "And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness." The word Mark uses is in the Greek ekbale. It literally means Jesus was thrown out. It is not a matter of choice, it is a matter of force. The human Jesus must have gone through many emotions at being treated in such a way. It would have seemed unfair and inexplicable that he had found himself in this situation. There might have been a sense of anger at suffering which seemed unmerited. St. Matthew and St. Luke give a fuller account of the spiritual battles Jesus has to face in this bleak place. St. Mark is brief in the description he provided in verse 13, saying no more than that Jesus was tempted by Satan and he was with the wild beasts and the angels waited on him. There might have been spiritual consolation in feeling God's presence through the angels, but the physical challenge and hardship has to be faced. Tiredness, hunger, coldness, discomfort, pain, all would have combined to leave Jesus feeling very low and very lonely. It would have been hard for him to have discerned a purpose in what he was going through. Perhaps the purposelessness of the 40 days was the point of the experience. The story of the baptism says that the Father is well pleased. What more could be necessary? The 40 days give Jesus a sense of what it is to be human in times when nothing makes any sense, in times when there is no one who can offer any explanation. Daily human life is often purposeless, without significance, without joy. Life is often a matter of endurance, a process of getting through the days. A Jesus who did not go through a sense of pointlessness, a sense of futility, a sense of struggling for no reason, would not have been human at all. The experience of the 40 days has a postscript. John the Baptist is arrested and murdered, and Jesus returns to Galilee, says St. Mark in verses 14 and 15, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." The wilderness time comes to an end. Jesus gets through the experience. There is no joyful end to the story. How could the killing of his friend John have within it anything joyful? Yet Jesus steels himself. He is determined. He has work to do, and he must do it. After isolation, suffering, pain, and grief, Jesus gathers himself up and says that the time has come to start anew. The experience he has been through must have been physically battering, spiritually depressing, yet he carries on in the belief of the good news to come. For Christians, there are times when there is nothing more that may be done. Get up. Get on. Carry on up the road, because there will be light ahead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Page 205, we affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God, the Father and the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth,
all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God,
light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, we pray for the Church. Forgive the weakness and failures of those who call themselves followers of Christ. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop, for this group of parishes, and also the parish of Guildford and the rector, the Reverend Denise Cadu. By our blessed Lord's victory over temptation, strengthen your church in his service. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of creation, have mercy on a fallen world disobedient to your law. Restore in all our humanity your image that has been defaced through sin. Bless Charles, our King, and all in positions of responsibility in both church and state. We pray for the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, the Secretary of State, Chris Heaton-Harris, and the government. Also, the First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, the Deputy First Minister, Emma Little-Pengelly, and the Executive. We pray for all members of Parliament and peers at Westminster, and members of the Legislative Assembly at Stormont. We remember also President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, Tánaiste de Micheál Martin, and government in the Republic. Inspire those who represent us with more concern for the interests of others as well as our own. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
Lord of our relationships, comfort and sustain our families and households in the neighborhoods in which we live and work. In our relationships, grant us such love and grace that our discipleship shall be made plain. Take away false showing and self-regard to enable us to share our faith with those with whom we share our lives. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, protect those who are sick or suffering, or are recovering from sickness, and be with those who have any type of special need. We pray for the King, the Princess of Wales, Sarah, Duchess of York, and also those personally known to us or with whom we have association. We remember in particular at this time Beth Harrison, David Keith, Martin Crawford, also all homeless people, those affected by the ongoing cost of living crisis. Deliver all who know danger violence or oppression, especially in Russia. And the war-torn and conflict-ridden areas of the world, especially Gaza and Ukraine, especially all refugees there. Strengthen those who work for their relief. And remembering all who are bereaved, we join the world in praying for the wife, mother, and family of Alexei Nirvana. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, we commend to your mercy the souls of those who have passed from the temptations of this world. Receive them into the perfection of your new creation. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume. Come to this your table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat your flesh and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn 439, Once, Only Once, and Once for All. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. We follow the First Communion prayer on page 209 at the appropriate time. The words of the Holy, Holy, Holy may be found in the inset at the back of the prayer book. Let us pray. The Lord is here.
His spirit is with us.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to overcome all our temptations. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, All honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Lord God, you renew us with the living bread from heaven. Nourish our faith, increase our hope, strengthen our love, and enable us to live by every word that proceeds from out of your mouth, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ, give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, and to take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Tomorrow night, Monday, the Mothers' Union will meet in the parochial hall, and it is a meeting to which everyone is welcome. The guest speakers are Ronnie and Maggie Briggs, who will tell about their involvement in the Kenyan project Water Drops. This project enables a working partnership with rural communities across Kenya to access clean and safe drinking water. It should be an uplifting experience to hear about the positive outcomes of this project. On Wednesday evening, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. Sunday next, the second Sunday in Lent, morning prayer at 10 o'clock. The revision of the register of vestry persons, that is the register of those eligible to stand and or vote at the impending Easter General Vestry meeting, is now being revised. If you are aged 18 years and over and subscribe to church funds and have not previously registered, you may do so by signing the appropriate form on the table at the entrance to the church. And the revision will take place at a meeting following next Sunday's service, when the register will be officially revised. The recessional hymn 592, O Love That Wilt Not Let Me Go.
Let me go.